Blog Talk Radio.
And this is one of the hottest shows online right now. It ain't gonna get it no better than this show right here, featuring independent artists, models, all kinds of, all types of entertainment. This is the place to be for D&D. So we're gonna talk about his single with Juicy J. We're going to talk about where he's from. We're going to talk about all sorts of things on this show right here. Lamborghini H, once again, T. Ellis, your host, one time. That's how it's going for 2016. And any other artists out there that hear this show, you know, you can be come on this show, you're welcome on my show at any time. Hello.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hey, yeah, what's good?
What's good? So we can go ahead and start the show.
Oh, okay.
So I'm gonna start by asking you where you from.
Okay.
Right. Where you from?
Oh, L.A., Los Angeles, California. Cali boy, Lamborghini Ace. Out here in Cali on the west side.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's the area. Yep. The area I'm from over here.
So born and raised?
Yeah, no, actually, I was born in Texas, but I was raised in L.A., so... Greenville, Texas, that's where I was born at, close to Dallas, where I was raised in L.A., and shit like that, going back and forth.
Okay.
Yep,
So, like, how did you get into rap? Like,
shit, I've always been, been black, you always around music, period, always around rap, since I was a kid, so. That shit just grew on me. So at 14, 15, I started writing. And after that, it's just been history. After that, so just kept up with it. Studied the game and shit like that. Studied my favorites, which is like Tupac. So.
Okay.
So,
who was some of your early influence?
My early influences was like, Biz Markie. That's when I was a kid. I was just seeing that shit on TV. But like Biz Markie, MC Light, Big Daddy Kane, and then, you know, the 90s, as far as that, Tupac was a major influence on me as far as writing and shit like that. But yeah, that was my early influences right there.
So do you have a style? Yeah, so what is your style?
I don't got a style. My style is just reality. Just whatever I feel, whatever I'm going through, we going through, whatever I feel like writing, I don't have a style. Like, you know what I mean? We all go through problems and different types of shit, so I just put that on paper and I feed it to the world.
Okay.
Yeah.
During the time you're getting ready to, you know, write a song or record a song, like, what is your process? Like, I mean, do you, like, sit back and hear the beat first, then write to it, to the rhythm, or you do the rhyme first, then get the beat? Like, what is your process of writing, your song process?
My process, basically, my process is like a gift from the Lord. I hear beat, and it just pop in my head, like the hooks and shit. Or how I want to sound, that's just a gift from the Lord. So, you know what I mean? It's really no process. It's crazy. It's a process, but it's a crazy process. I just listen to beats, and whatever beat catch me, you know what I mean? I know what type of beat I'm looking for, whether it's sad, trying to turn up, talking about whatever issue. But once I hear that particular sound that I want for this track, it automatically pops in my head. It's like a movie. Like, you know what I mean? As soon as I hear it, I already know what I want to write about, what I want it to be about. It's like a movie, so that's more like a gift from the Lord. I'm thankful for that. So that's really not a process. It just automatically registers as soon as I hear it. So, you know what I mean? That's like a gift. I guess everybody don't have that gift, but, you know, I'm blessed to have it. I like it, so.
Okay, that's what's up. Now, the single, you know, I had a chance to listen to it on YouTube, but the single you got right now with Juicy J, like, how was you able to get him on that song? Like,
okay, yeah, at that time I had a manager, parted ways. You know what I mean? He knew some people that knew some people, so he pulled some strings, made that happen. He sent over the MP3. Juicy J is a legend. You know what I mean? So, of course, we ain't gonna do a song with Jay. Just laid that down and did it like that. So, you know, I had a manager, so he made that happen, but we parted ways. But that's basically how that happened.
Okay. Now, since you've been, is it, like, how many, like, projects you have out, like, mixtapes or singles, like, how many you have out or been able to put out?
Oh, I got a gang of singles, especially on, like, iTunes. I got, well, obviously, we got that Juicy J, The Business. That's on iTunes. I got my new single that I shot the video for in North Hollywood is coming real soon next week, called Benihana Child. Everybody, like, love that song right there. That shit right there, go. That's a banger. So I got that video coming out. That's one of my newest ones. What else other one I got? Along with the other ones I got on YouTube, Number One, which is on iTunes, and Johnny Blaze. So I got multiple hits. I do single at a time, you know what I mean? And I just lace it like that. So, but I'm getting together a mixtape I'm getting ready to work on, so.
Okay. So would this be your first mixtape?
Yeah, first, major mixtape. Like I said, I just do singles, put single after single out. I usually do it like that, you know what I mean? But yeah, but I'm gearing up to put like a whole little project together to make everything more in depth and get the people what they want, you know, more songs, and it's a full body of work.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, at this time, are you signed to any label at this time?
Nope. I'm independent. All independent. Everything I got working, so it's all independent on me. LATHEDON.com is my website. LATHEDON.com is my website. Everything to me. I'm on BMI, so you know what I mean? So it's independent all the way.
Now, at some point in time, would you want to be signed to a label? And if so, would you want to be signed to an indie or a major if given an opportunity?
Depending where everything get with it, you know what I mean, at the present time.
Mm-hmm.
If the number, everything looks right, and everything, then why not? It got to make sense, you know.
Okay.
So, if everything makes sense, then yeah.
So if the numbers look right, the contract look right, it wouldn't matter if it's an indie label or a major label.
Yep, exactly. Doesn't matter if it's indie or major. My artwork is taken there, so yeah, it don't matter who I sign, my material, you know, put everything in perspective. But yeah, indie or major, doesn't matter. As long as we can, you know, do what we're supposed to do and make it happen, so.
Right. Now, I mean, what are you looking to get out of this music game? Like, at the end of the day, like, what you looking to get out of it?
My goal is mainly to speak for the people. When I was a kid coming up, you know what I mean? Like, a lot of rappers, they don't, except for Pac and a couple few others, they weren't saying what we want to hear. You're supposed to be the voice of the people who don't have a voice. So I just want to be the voice of the people who don't have a voice, and, you know, and help motherfuckers out at the end of the day, you know. That's how we're going to build everything for us, rap, for us, community, for us, everything. So, you know, I just want to build a structure for it. That's my whole thing. I want to get out of it. I want to be able to help and, you know what I mean, get shit back to where it needs to be at. So it's a whole lot of just people just rapping. And you know what I mean? It don't make sense. You're just rapping just to rap, and everything got to make sense. You rap for a reason, you know what I mean? As far as you give back and take care of your people and put more people on, that's more, you know what I mean? That makes more money. The game has to evolve. So that's basically what I want to get out of it, build an empire.
Do you have a good following, like fan base?
I'm building that as of right now with my everything I got going. But I got an okay fan base. But you know, it grow every day. So with all the projects I got going on.
Okay. Now, how many have you been to do, like, any shows? And
Yeah, shows. I just did one. What was that? Yeah, it was yesterday. I was in North Hollywood. I did a show, and where I shot my video for the Biddy Honey Chop. I was talking to you about earlier, which I'm that video. I'm gonna drop that on Worldstar. So yeah, do shows in North Hollywood, in California, as of right now. So, but yeah, I'm always doing shows out here in Cali, Hollywood area.
Now, whenever a fan or anybody listen to any of your music, whenever they do that, like, what do you want that fan or that person to take away from your music?
Basically that just to strive, anybody can make it, you know what I mean? It's just basically just, you know, just realizing that anybody can make it, and you know, that's basically it. I write, you know, as far as to show people that it is ways to make it up out of here and still do it legally, you know what I mean? You don't got to do this and do that. But the way I write, you know, just based on me growing up and seeing different shit, growing up in a, you know, lifestyle that I grew up in. So, but I'm, at the end of the day, I just want people to get out, get that you can make and you can, as long as you strive and, you know, stay positive, you know, so. And it make you move at the same time. You know, nobody want to, you know, be listen to some dull shit. They still want to move and have fun, make it have fun with it. So that's basically it.
Okay. Now, is there any artists that you would want to work with, you know, at any time?
As of right now, I'm pretty much, I do, but as of right now, I'm focused on my craft. There's a lot of good artists out there, you know, that I want to work with in the future. But hopefully, that one artist I do want to work with would be everybody want to work with Drake. So, you know,
okay.
It'd be Drake. Just want to, yeah.
Okay.
So that's about it. Drake and I like Drake, J. Cole, type Big Sean, artists like that. Yeah, it's not too many artists that I really want to work with, except for the names that, you know, that's really out there that everybody's making sense. As far as me, I got a different type of message, so I'm the artist that I like.
Okay. I mean, since you mentioned Drake, like, how did you feel about the whole NWA movement from then and now to this day?
You said the NWA movement?
Yeah, like, being in L.A., like, how did you feel about that as far as the music is concerned? Because, you know, it's still going to this day. Like, how did you feel about that?
I was about for, like, the whole movement and whatnot. NWA, I was a kid back then, where I was real young when that was going on, but I can't remember, and I can say it. I remember, their videos, what was the name of that video? They was talking about police brutality. I forgot the name of it. Everybody, it's what it. Not, that was a good one too. Fuck the police, but it was another one. Always Express Yourself. That's what it was. Oh yeah, Express Yourself. I remember that was my first video as a kid that I saw. Was Express Yourself. I don't know if you remember that one, but they had a video out for that.
Yeah,
that was a real good song.
Okay. I just gotta ask, like, what is your connection with Tiffany Stike? Like, you know, what's the connection with her?
Oh, that's my homegirl. We met each other on some music stuff, but that's been like my homegirl. She look out for me and stuff like that. We supposed to be getting a song together too, also. So. But yeah, that's my homegirl right there. She look out. We just work with each other. She got me on a couple of projects and stuff like that. So that's what we're doing as of now. So that's
now, being from back in the days from the '80s through the '90s and even the early 2000s. Like, what's your thoughts on how hip hop and rap music is today?
Say it one more time. My shit kind of broke up.
I'd say coming from the early '80s, the '90s, and the early 2000s. What's your thoughts on how the rap game is today? Hip hop as a culture, like, what's your thoughts on that, if you have any?
Oh, okay, yeah. Eighties. My opinion. It's always been the same, man. Even like people just forget. Everyone, I think the world got a short memory span. They forget shit real quick. But in the '80s, it was rappers. They say rap ain't good, but in the '80s, it was the same type of rappers. '90s, same. They had, you know, rapper just like it was. '80s, '90s, and 2000s. So I love the game. I don't got no complaints. I mean, you always had rappers that was rapping about something and rappers who weren't rapping about nothing. So people just get mad because, you know, it ain't gravitating their way on their coast or their side. And, you know what I mean? They not making no money. So everybody, of course, you say rap game is weak if you ain't making no money. If you're making money, you don't got nothing to say. But I love it, though. I don't got no complaints. You know what I mean? And it's not enough good rappers, but shit. That's just life, period. It's not enough good people. I can say the same thing. So we can go in circles, but they just rap. So I love it, though. So It makes it easier for me. It's an open pocket. When they not as good, and I'm on my Jordan and Kobe shit, that's going to make me phenomenal. So I always practice. I always want to go harder. I always want to be better. I don't care how the game is. So stay relevant. So I love it.
Okay. Now, in 06, you know, 06 or 07, Nas said hip-hop is dead. Do you agree with that or disagree?
Yeah, I don't agree with that, man. New York, they always had a certain way of how rap should be. They started it, so we think it should be this way and that way. Who says when they had the crown, hip hop wasn't dead? Again, it can go back to record sales, just because they were selling records or, you know, it brought awareness that made it good. You know what I mean? It's a lot of garbage shit that it bring awareness to. You know what I mean? Hip hop, it ain't dead. Hip hop is a form, is an expression. Rap stands for what? Rhyming and poetry. So, to be honest, there's no way music can be. It can be, you know what I mean, perceived as whack coming from whoever, because it's just a notion, it's a feeling. So however you feel and however you express it, that's rap. People, a lot of people don't know what rap means. Just it's how you feel. Just because I can express myself different than you or better doesn't make you a whack MC or a whack person. There's a lot of people who can explain themselves, you know, differently in different situations. That don't make them less of a man. Just, you know, people explain themselves differently. So hip hop, it ain't dead. I used to be a hypocrite too. Like, man, these niggas is weak. But I had to think, like, man, this is how people express themselves. It doesn't matter what type of words they use. This is how they express themselves. Hip hop is a feeling. So however you feel is how you feel. So some people can do it good to make other people listen. Other people can't do it as well to make people listen. So that's all it is.
Okay. Well, now, where can people find your music at?
You can find my music on all the major outlets, from Apple Music, Tidal, iTunes, Spotify, Amazon Music. I'm on SoundCloud. So I got numerous songs I got. Like I said, I put out singles, so I got singles out there. That's why I'm going to go ahead and embody and make a mixtape. But yeah, on them outlets, you can find me anywhere. So majority iTunes, Apple Music. Whoever fans, whatever distributor they mess with, I make it convenient for them. If you got Apple Music, iTunes, you know, Spotify. So I'm worldwide. It ain't hard to find. So those are all the outlets.
Now, the fact that you got your music in, you know, digital stores, like, do you have, like, some distribution company do that for you? Or you was able to do it yourself some kind of way?
Oh, yeah, I do it myself. I'm 100% independent, so I make it happen by myself for right now.
Okay. And this issue, I'm just going to have to ask, because it's still going on to this day, and it was happening back then, but it's about you know, these police, you know, just killing a lot of our own people, like, really for no reason, it seems to be.
Say that last part, you had broke up a little bit.
What I'm saying is, how do you feel about these police killings? Like, how do you, do you have any thoughts on that?
Oh, of course. Hell yeah, I do. My people, like, I study history also. It ain't just all music, but yeah, that shit, man, that shit been going on. Especially it's real, it's terrible. Like in the South states, like South. I was born in Texas and I studied, so they got them same laws and, you know, that's just how America is, man. They use blacks as the burden bearer. After we've been in every war, you know what I mean. Built the first city. These phones, these cars, everything that moves around America came from a black man. And that's how they treat us. They always talk about the Indians, Indians this. You know what I mean? Indians had slaves too. So, you know what I mean? And you out there in Florida, you know, back in the day, Spain owned Florida. And that's the first city that was built by black people within Florida, where y'all at. You know what I mean? And that's
right.
How the Seminoles came about. Florida Seminoles and all that stuff, black and Indian. You know what I mean? I always feel bad, especially anybody. That's just common sense. This mother, I think some people, they just devils, man. The way they do black people, and after all the work you put in and did for this country and Lady Liberty, you know what I mean? That's just devils, you know what I mean? You built everything. You gave them everything. You gave them all your ideas. Well, they took all our ideals, and they still don't give people shit, and they shoot people down, don't give them jobs. You know what I mean? But we kings and queens of where we come from. But we don't got enough celebrities pushing that issue. These new celebrities are weaker than the old ones. The old ones, they wouldn't play that. The Ray Charles and all that shit, when they boycotted, Marlon, they don't give a fuck. But these new celebrities are weak. They do it for money. It's a bigger cause than money. If we come together, you know what I mean? We're going to generate the money anyway. We bring all the, you know what I mean, awareness to everything. Clothes, fashion, just life periods. Black people, we run this. We get our head together. You know what I mean? We can run it, but, you know, I don't know how far we is from that. Tupac was saying that back in the 90s, and look where we at. So, but I always feel bad when somebody gets shot. I always feel bad when somebody gets shot. That's why when I get in the game, I want to do more and help people. You know what I mean? If y'all feel this way, give us our own shit. You know what I mean? Leave us alone. We go back to what we, you know what I mean? Give us our own community. Leave us the fuck alone. We have our own black law. You know what I mean? But they don't want that. Because they know black people, we know what we doing. We smart. We know what we doing. We ain't stupid.
Right. And one of the last things is, who do you think should be president, and are you voting?
Oh, hell no, I ain't voting, man. By me studying this history of now how the game really supposed to go, I wouldn't even tell people to vote for what. We've been voting since we, however age you are, if you're 50 or whoever. Black people been voting for how long? Ain't nothing changed. A lot of people, black people don't know. Black people used to be Republicans. We were never Democrats. Black people had money. We always had money. I don't know where they get that we poor and this and all that other shit. They put that on the media, but we always had money. But I'm not voting for what. Ain't nothing gonna change. Even if Trump win or Hillary, still gonna be in the same boat because they already got it out for us. So don't matter if you're rich or poor, they got it out for you. As long as you got that skin, that black colored skin, they're gonna be out for you.
Okay, well, you know, that's our time. So I just want to thank you for coming on and, you know, doing an interview. So, you know, keep doing what you're doing.
Okay, and I appreciate it. And shout out to Gainesville, Florida, right?
Yeah, but I live next to Gainesville. It's a town called Alachua. So I'm like 15 minutes away from Gainesville.
Okay, shout out. You're in Florida, though, right?
Yeah, I'm in Florida.
Okay, yeah, shout out Florida, man. I can't wait to get down there. Like I said, that was the first city built, so I do want to, you know, get down there and interact with the people, man. The more they know that, you know what I mean? The more you know, the more money you'll make. But shout out Florida, man. I love Florida. I ain't never been, but I love the people.